free for all, regardless of belief. She shares the post with the DUP's Emma Littlepengelly, who will be the Deputy First Minister. The unionist politician says the days of the Troubles will always be with her.
Seared within my experience is that haunting wail of alarms and of our emergency services. The carpet of glass and debris, the shock, the crying and the panic that shook and destroyed that place I called home.
The US is being warned their airstrikes in Iraq and Syria will have dire consequences. Authorities in Iraq say 16 people have been killed in attacks by America, who are retaliating for a drone attack on a US military base. The man accused of launching a chemical attack on a mother and her two young children in South London is understood to have been in a relationship with her. Police are still hunting for 35-year-old Abdul Azedi after he fled following Wednesday's incident. Five people have been arrested after a teenager was stabbed to death in County Derry. The 17-year-old boy died following last night's attack. In sports, Scotland are hoping to beat Wales in Cardiff for the first time in 22 years. Live now to Hamish Stewart, who's watching their Rugby Union Six Nations clash.
Well, the good news for Wales is they've got on the scoreboard. The bad news is that Scotland had previously extended their lead to 27-0. Duan van der Merwe getting a second try. But then from a line-out drive, James Botham, the Wales flanker, went over. And that sparked Wales into their best period of play, their best period of attack. And, you know, who knows, maybe another try and they will begin to believe and the crowd will begin to believe. But at the moment, it's 27-5 to Scotland.
England beat Italy 27-24. Premier League football action saw Newcastle and Luton play out a thrilling 4-4 draw. Rangers are just 3 points off the top of the Scottish Premiership after easing past Livingston 3-0. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
Thank you, Laura.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks to John Chubb for a great edition of Phoenix Sport. Coming up next, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Well, a massive thank you to John Chubb for a brilliant edition of Phoenix Sport. How many scores and results did he get through just in that last 5 minutes alone? He was rattling them off, wasn't he? Brilliant work. Well done, John. Thank you very much indeed. Now you go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. He's back, by the way, on Thursday with a non-league hour. And hello. Good evening. And welcome to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. It's not January anymore. Finally, we've made it into February. It's the second month. And light nights are coming, folks. Yes, they are. I didn't put my big light on until 5 o'clock yesterday. I know. Good times are coming. What we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And we'll throw in some classics as well. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. I'm better than all of that. We leave musical snobbery outside at the door. We don't allow it in here. And we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, I promise you. Anyway, coming up in the first half an hour for your audio delight, we're going to do Trackwards. And we'll have something from Queen and something from Carly Simon as well. How about that? But before we get to any of that, because it's now the second month of the year, let's do a couple of songs celebrating the number two. So you know what to do. Turn it up. It's Saturday night. Here we go.
was young. It's not my problem. It's not my we'll be right back.
Kicking off the show, two songs about the number two, because we're now in month two of 2024. First of all, we heard Blur and Song 2. That's from their fifth album, and it's called Song 2 because that's where it's sat on the track list. It's also 2 minutes and 2 seconds long, and it has two choruses and two verses. It was released as a single in 1997, and yes, of course, it peaked at number two. I guess we should have played it second, really, shouldn't we? Rather than first. Then we heard Rod Stewart and Tina Turner and It Takes Two. That, of course, was originally a hit for Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. And that reached number 16 in 1967. Rod Stewart and Tina Turner covered it and released it as a single in 1990. And it peaked at number 5. Although, it did make it all the way to number 1 in Denmark. And I think the Rod and Tina version was also used as part of a Pepsi advert, if I'm right. Okay, are you ready for Trackwards?
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards. What we do on Trackwards, I give you 20 to 30 seconds of a song, but backwards, and you have to guess if you can get it right. So let's have a listen to this week's Trackwood. That sounded eerie, didn't it? There's something a little bit creepy about that one backwards, I think. Anyway, get in touch if you want to have a guess. You can contact us on email, radio@phoenixfm. Here's Queen.
Sammy was low, just watching the show over and over again. Knew it was time.
Phoenix FM.
There they go, look. Putting the cheeser into geezers, pleasers and cheesers. That was Boney M and Painter Man. Oh, wowza. I do love a bit of Boney M. Who doesn't? And you know what? For a dance track, the guitar on that record is so good. I really love the guitar on it. Anyway, Painter Man reached number 10 in 1979 and it was their eighth consecutive top 10 single and it made it all the way to number one over in Belgium. It had originally been a hit in 1966 for The Creation and it was the only hit they ever had. It got to number 36. I think it was the top 30 then, wasn't it? Not the top 40 like we do now. So I guess it probably wasn't actually quite a hit. Before that, we heard Queen and Spread Your Wings. That one reached number 34 back in 1978 and it was their 10th single release and it was written by bass player John Deacon. And it also just about snuck into the top 30 over in Germany where it got to number 29 there. Right, next up, what we're going to do now is we're going to do When Were They? So, When Were They? This is a new feature we're doing in 2024. We take today's date, which is number 3, the 3rd. So, we're going to say When Were They 3? I'm going to play you a number 3 hit that was in the charts on this day at number 3 in the corresponding years from each of the 70s, the 80s and the 90s. So, very straightforward. For the first one that I play, if you think that was a hit, for example, in 1978, then the next one will be 1988 and the final one, 1998. So see if you can guess the year. Son of a gun. And this is the Carly Simon track I promised you.
The party like you were walking
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There we are. This week's When Were They? Number three, because it's the third of the month. First of all, we heard the wonderful Carly Simon and You're So Vain. On this day, in whatever year it was, You're So Vain had just climbed one place from last week's number four to obviously this week's number three. And that would be its peak position. You know, it's, I think it's widely believed, isn't it, that the song's about Warren Beatty. Although Carly Simon has never actually said who the song was about, but she did say that Warren Beatty believed that the song was about him, and he even called her up to thank her for the song. Well, you know, if that's not vain, that's, I don't know what is. You actually think the song's about you when she hasn't said it. Another rumour, though, is that the song's about Mick Jagger, and he allegedly does backing vocals uncredited on that record as well. And Angie Bowie has also said that she's the wife of a close friend that's mentioned in the lyrics. I mean, the truth is, let's face it, Carly Simon really only knows who it's about, doesn't she? She's the one who wrote it. But I guess more importantly than all of that, it's just a great tune, isn't it? It's just a really good record. Then we heard Phil Collins and You Can't Hurry Love. And on this day, Phil Collins' version of You Can't Hurry Love was on its way down the charts. It already peaked at number one, and it was at, last week it was at number two. And then, of course, this week it was at number three. And it was written by the legendary songwriters Holland Dozier. Holland had originally been a hit for Diana Ross and the Supremes. And it peaked at number three in 1966. So Phil Collins took it two places higher. Then finally, we heard West End featuring Sybil and The Love I Lost. On this day, the song was a non-mover at number three. It had originally been a hit for Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. In 1974, their version just missed out on the top 20, peaking at number 21. And number three was as high as it would go for West End and Sybil. So did you get the year? From 1970s, we heard Carly Simon. The 1980s was Phil Collins. And then, of course, the 1990s was West End featuring Sybil. And it was all of the threes. So it's 1973, 1983 and 1993. So congratulations if you got that one right. OK, just before we move on, let's have another listen to Trackwoods.
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Here it is. That was a song played backwards. Can you guess what it is? If you want to have a guess, you can drop us an email, radio@phoenixfm.com, if you want to have a guess, and I'll let you know if you are right. Okay, here come some geezers.
To celebrate you, baby, I have to the
listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. Two songs there back to back, putting the Geezers into the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. We just heard Smash Mouth and the Fonz. You know, Smash Mouth released three singles in the UK, one each in 1997, 1998 and 1999. The Fonz was released in 1998 and was the only one that didn't quite make the top 40. In fact, it was way off. It only peaked at number 82. But Walking on the Sun and All Star peaked at number 19 and 24 Four, respectively. And before that, we heard Fatboy Slim and Praise You. That was the record that gave him his first and only UK number one. And it also reached number one in Iceland. That's the country, not the supermarket, of course. And I don't know, do you remember the video of those people that were dancing like maniacs? It looked like they were doing some sort of flash mob thing. They were all dancing like nutters in a shopping mall or outside a cinema or somewhere like that. Anyway, the video won an MTV award for best video. I mean, it's just such good fun, isn't it, that video? And I have to confess, I'd actually forgotten how great that record is, Praise You by Fatboy Slim. Okay, now it's time for this. Undercover
of the name. It's the Gazers, Pleasers and Cheesers cover lover.
That's right, it's time for Are You a Cover Lover? I'm going to play the original of a record and then I will play the cover and you decide which one you prefer. Are you a cover lover or do you just simply prefer the original?
Yeah.
Right, that was the original. Here comes the cover. You ready for this? You a cover lover? The original was, of course, Cameo. The song is Word Up. Cameo's version was a number three hit back in 1985, and it remains by far their biggest UK hit, and their only top 10, actually. The song was written by lead singer Larry Blackmon and his fellow band member Tommy Jenkins. Larry Blackmon also produced the record as well. And now, do you remember them being on Top of the Pops? Larry Blackmon was on Top of the Pops wearing a codpiece. I don't know if you remember that. And I think that was the first time I'd ever seen a codpiece. Chart-wise, though, it performed best in New Zealand, where it made it all the way to number one. Then we heard Gunn's version of Word Up. Gunn covered Word Up in 1994, and they reached number eight with their version, and it features on their album Swagger. They're actually a Scottish band. And you might know that Mal B from the Spice Girls also covered Word Up. And that was in 1999 and she took it to number 13. I think it's time I gave you the answer to Trackwards, isn't it?
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards. Let's hear it one more time. Right, just before I give you the answer, I want to say congratulations to my good mate Traz, or Tracy Hartley Who, to give her a full name. She guessed what it was correctly, and I also want to wish her all the best of luck because she's heading out on a blind date shortly. So I hope that goes well for you. And here it is, forwards now. Answer to this week's track words was, of course, House of Pain and the wonderful Jump Around. That's their biggest UK hit. It's their only top 10, peaking at number 8 in 1993. Do you know, it had to be re-released to get into the top 10. When it was originally released in 1992, it reached number 32. So that's another one of those that had to be released twice. Okay, just before we do the Soppy Softies at 7, I think I can just about squeeze one more in.